Sport on RTE Radio 1.
We're talking about Andy Murray. We're talking about tennis again. Disc.
Andy Murray.
It was like he died
last night, but he only lost a doubles match. Yeah. But it was obviously it's his last Wimbledon. But at the end of his doubles match defeat, Sue Barker came out. There was all standing ovations all the time. I was going, he lost. But they had video tributes from everybody, and he was in tears, and that was great. Yeah. That was nice.
He'll be back with the mixed doubles
exactly
tomorrow
or something. But anyway, that's the tennis. In the football, the league leaders Shelburne had two men sent off and dropped 2 points in a 1-1 draw at bottom of the table, Drogheda United. Tyreek Wilson gave Shells the lead in the first half, but both he and Paddy Barrett were sent off in the second half, both for second yellow cards. Wilson's was for handball, and Douglas James Taylor scored a deserved penalty and equaliser for Drogheda United. 2 points dropped, but Shell still stretched their lead by a point because Derry City lost 2-1 at Sligo, where Ellis Chapman scored both goals. Ben McCormack's goal gave Waterford a 1-0 win over St Pat's, and Johnny Kenny got the only goal as Shamrock Rovers beat Dundalk. A Dale Rooney penalty put Bohemians ahead at Galway, but Rob Slevin equalised for the home side. The First Division leaders Cork City won 3-1 at Wexford, and Athlone Town moved into second place with a fine 2-1 win at UCD. In the Copa America this morning, Argentina beat Ecuador very dramatically, 4-2 on penalties to advance to the semi-finals. Lionel Messi missed his penalty. Ecuador had equalised in the 91st minute to take the game to extra time. Euro 2024 resumes today, the first two quarterfinals, and they're both humdingers. 5 o'clock, it's Spain against Germany. 8 o'clock, Portugal against France. In golf, Leona Maguire will take a 2-shot lead into the final round of the Aramco Team Series event in London. She added a second round of 72 to her opening 66. She's 8 under par. Georgia Hall is 6 under. And the world number 236 Hayden Springer carded a magnificent round of 59 at the John Deere Classic. He's 12 under par. Seamus Power is in 8th place on 7 under. In Gaelic games, Andy Moran has stepped down from his role as Leitrim senior football manager after 3 years in charge. Meanwhile, it's All-Ireland hurling semi-final weekend, and here with his verdict is Donlough Cusack.
Mad days. We have two huge games this weekend, two All-Ireland semi-finals. Anticipation building to fever pitch in Hurling Nation. We wonder how much of the game has already been won or lost in the minds of the players and in the minds of the managers. Everybody lives in the shadow of the Green Mountain that Coyley and Kinnark have built. Davy and Henry, who resigned from Waterford and Galway this week, always knew that standing in a dressing room saying, lads, we're going to beat Limerick this year, could leave a man looking like a dreamer lost in a harsh reality. Every year Limerick come to Croke Park and they don't do much different. They just do it better. They do it better whether you like it or not. Clare play Kilkenny tomorrow. Brian Lohan, in his 5th season of managing Clare, has seen his journey overshadowed by other teams. Limerick, always in the way in Munster. And 2 years now, Lohan's team have lost all Ireland semi-finals to Kilkenny. This summer, Clare have often resembled their manager. Hard-working, at times brilliant, always honest, but they haven't been hugely creative and are still no closer to Limerick. It's hard to measure if they've progressed or regressed. Either way, the movement is marginal. But Lohan must stand in the Clare dressing room tomorrow and convince his Warriors that they can take Kilkenny and then take Limerick. The Warriors, looking back at him, know by now that at this level the game comes down to inches and the key elements that move them. Luck, free-taking goalkeepers and coaches. And they'll know that at different times, luck, free-taking goalkeepers and coaches have beaten them. Derek Ling hasn't had a multitude of generational stars and a conveyor belt of high quality extras like his predecessor, but they still have the mentality. They're maybe the only county in the country who see Limerick's excellence as something to be put right before it burns itself out. Kilkenny won't be afraid of Clare tomorrow, but they will be afraid of losing. In a year when they drew to Carlow, the verdict on their progress hinges on this weekend. The stripy ones feel that their 5 consecutive Leinsters and their own history form a currency that deserves respect. It does, and a team with the Ballyhale trio of Reid, Cody and Mullen should have enough and just about enough to survive. To the other semi, there's a myth that lightning never strikes twice in one place. It often does. Maybe Cork will look back at the summer and the best of it was the day they beat Limerick and Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Cork celebrated like it was an All-Ireland. That's where Cork are at and where Limerick are at. Pat Ryan has been very good this season, putting together a young team that has woken up the county again. The rebel mindset coming to Croke Park this weekend should be one of seizing opportunity. Yes, we all know that Limerick don't lose semi-finals. They were ambushed in 2019, but they haven't been caught napping since. Yes, the core of that team from 18-19 is still almost wholly intact. Yes, the add-ons have been getting getting better and better. They started a fully formed teenager at the edge of the square in the Munster final. Can Cork come to Croke Park and play with freedom? Not overthink things. Focus on Cork first and foremost. Can they enjoy the space? Let their pace work for them. Can they smell blood like the Galway footballers did last week? They can, but Limerick will have thought of all this too. There's a feeling that the treaty are on the doorstep of history, but not near the end of their era. Hurling Nation predicts another Limerick Kilkenny final. With more confidence, Hurling Nation predicts two great semi-finals full of drama, delight and despair, Des. Enjoy every moment. Imani Ort Gujo.
Well, hopefully you're right, and we'll have coverage of all the games on all RT platforms over the weekend. Great win for the Irish show jumping team in Aachen in Germany, winning the Nations Cup there. In rugby, Finn Tracy scored an injury time try to give Ireland under 20s a 22-16 win over Georgia, and surprisingly, Italy beat Australia in our group. In tennis, as you heard, Andy Murray giving that emotional farewell at Wimbledon, and with two race meetings this evening at Bellewstown and Cork.